Amen. Acts chapter 9 is the story of the Apostle Paul's conversion, and who was Saul, who became the Apostle Paul. And I know that we've read this and preached on this a lot of different times, but I just had on my mind today the importance of having an encounter with Jesus. The importance of having an encounter with Him. If you've had an encounter with the Lord, then you'll be like the disciples. They're in Acts chapter 4, where it says of them that they spoke the word of God with the boldness. They saw the boldness of Peter and John, and they knew that they were ignorant and unlearned men, but they took knowledge that they had been with Jesus. That was the overriding thing that impacted them. They knew that they had a supernatural boldness. They knew that they had, even though they were unlearned, they still had power and authority to what they said. But they took knowledge, or it was obvious to them, that they had been with Jesus. And really, the key to our being able to influence people for Jesus is having a personal encounter with Jesus, just like those disciples did, just like Saul did. Really, Saul's conversion is probably the most, well, I don't know of a conversion any more powerful than his. It was an amazing conversion in his life. I mean, he is the greatest opponent of the church, who on that day becomes the greatest proponent of the church. I mean, it's such a turnaround in his life. And you've witnessed that, and maybe some of you have even experienced that as far as your life of sin and the way you were going, the direction of your life, and then you had an encounter with Jesus. Now, an encounter with Jesus just kind of gives us an indication of the personal nature of that Jesus wants to have with you and with me. We want to have a face-to-face with Him. We want to hear His voice. We want to draw near to Him. An encounter with Jesus will make all the difference in our life. Now, you can go back a couple of chapters here to Acts chapter 7, and this is where you first meet Saul in the scripture. Saul is there with the rest of this crowd of Jews that are hearing Stephen giving this message. And he goes down through the history, the Jewish history, and then he relates to them that Jesus was the Messiah, and that they had rejected Him, and that they were responsible and guilty of crucifying Him. And the Bible says that they were cut to the heart by the words of Stephen. So much so that they gnashed on Him with their teeth. That sounds awful. And they began to stone Him. And before they did, though, they laid their coats, their clothes, their jackets, I guess you could say, at the feet of one named Saul. And so a couple of things about an encounter with Jesus. The first thing that is made very clear, when we have an encounter with the Lord, our hearts are revealed. Our hearts are open and revealed. That's what happened to those Jews that day. When they had that encounter with the truth of the Lord Jesus, then their hearts were revealed. They were cut to the heart, and it was obvious who they were. Now, instead of responding in humility and obedience and crying out to Jesus for help, instead of doing that, they let their heart be filled with hatred and anger and ended up stoning Stephen to death, the first martyr in the scripture. It revealed, their hearts had been revealed. An encounter with the Lord reveals your heart. It reveals what's going on. in your life. You put on this persona. You put on this, you know, front of what you want everybody to think you are. But an encounter with the Lord reveals who you really are. And that's what happened that day. Now, Saul's encounter, he had the encounter as well. He was there. He was, I guess you could say, he was guilty, but he was neutral. He was trying to be neutral. Because there's no record that he picked up a stone and threw it at Stephen, but the coats were laid at his feet, so it was obvious that he was complicit. He was also against the Lord and again. And then what he does from that day forward reveals what's going on in the mind and the heart of Saul. An encounter with Jesus always demands a response. And hopefully your response will be humble yourself, repent, turn to the Lord. If not, there's no middle ground. There's no neutrality. You have to either receive him or you reject him. And that crowd that day rejected Jesus. No such thing as being neutral. Have you ever heard them talk about the people in America today? They call them the nuns, N-O-N-E-S. That means that on the questionnaires, when they're asked, what's your religious affiliation, they write, none. No religion. They're not necessarily against it, but they're not for it. They don't serve God, but they're not necessarily, they think they've put themselves in a neutral place. No religion. I'm not a religious person, you'll hear people say from time to time. But when it comes to the Lord, there's no neutral ground. As a matter of fact, I read where 26% of Americans are in that none category now, who want to act like, well, I don't really have any preference about religion. I don't care about God or the church or anything. I'm neutral. If you want to serve God and go to church, that's your business. That's not my choice. But by your saying no or I'm neutral, you're already saying no to God. There is no neutrality. You are either serving the Lord or you are not. Amen. It's the truth. But a conversion, an encounter with the Lord, is what brings us to that point of crisis where we have to decide, either I'm going to serve the Lord or I'm going to go my own way. Either I'm going to serve the Lord or I am going to try to find a place where I'm neutral. I'll be a nun, N-O-N-E, nun, and join 1/4 of Americans today who don't want to have any religious affiliation. But you and I, we know that there is truly a real encounter with Jesus that you can have. You don't necessarily have to be in the church building. You don't have to be in an altar. You don't have to be necessarily knelt down in that position. It all has to do with your heart and your willingness to pay attention to the voice of the Lord. When God speaks to you and deals with you, understand the wonderful blessing and the privilege it is that God cares enough about you to single you out and to convict you and to deal with you about your sin. Praise God for that. A guy by the name of Frank Morrison, who was a law professor and an attorney, decided he was going to disprove or discredit Christianity. And a lot of people have tried to do this, but I read about Frank Morrison. And he decided that he was going to have to discredit two themes in the Bible, in the scripture, if he was going to be successful in discrediting the gospel. The first one was the resurrection of Jesus, and the second one was the conversion of Saul. Because it leaves such an impact from that day forward. That day forward. The majority of the New Testament written by Saul, who became Paul. The influence was mighty and powerful, and the difference that was made by the encounter that he had with Jesus on the road to Damascus. Amen. And so We need an encounter, and we need to pray when we're praying for people that are unsaved, praying for your loved ones and your friends that are unsaved. Pray that they will have an encounter with Jesus, that they'll come face to face with the reality of Jesus Christ, and that they'll have to do something about it. They'll have to make a choice. They can't stay on neutral ground, but they're put into a position that they have to do something about this encounter with Jesus Christ. Now I want you to notice in this text in Acts chapter 9, it says, "And Saul yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter." We talked about Sunday night, we talked about the breath of God and the importance of breath. And here he is. He is, his very breath, his very life is to destroy the church, to destroy the believers. He was threatening them and threatening to kill them and was opposing them. He went to the high priest. Now, this shows the impact of the experience that he had when he witnessed Stephen's martyrdom. When he saw Stephen be stoned to death, it impacted his life, because now he has this life purpose, this zeal and fervency to destroy the church. He's trying to destroy the church. But an encounter with Jesus will even break through false ideas, ideology, false doctrine, false way of thinking. A lot of people are not saved and won't believe upon the Lord because they already have a mindset. They already have a preconceived idea about religion or church or salvation. And it's this big hurdle in their life. I can't come to God because of this or that or the church or the preacher or whoever that it might be. But God, a real encounter with Jesus Christ will break through all of that. It'll break through all of that resistance and all of those preconceived ways of thinking about God and the things of God. That's what the apostle Paul had, and because he really believed what he was doing. He went to destroy the believers, and he went to get authority from the Sanhedrin, letters of authority. I don't know that he'd ever done that before, but maybe he was feeling that he really needed some extra reinforcement behind him because he had witnessed Stephen, stoned to death. He saw the impact that it had upon those people that day and no doubt couldn't get away from it. And so he's thinking, I need some extra authority behind me so that I can go up against the church. Amen. But Jesus is the authority. He is the Lord. You know, I believe that Saul was sincere. Sincerity is nice, but it's not good enough. Amen. A lot of people are sincere about the wrong thing. All these multiplied millions of Muslims are willing to give their own life, blow themselves up, blow up their own families, do whatever. They believe it so fervently. They're so sincere about what they believe, but they are so wrong. They're so wrong. Saul was sincere, and there are a lot of people in this world that are good people, moral people. You probably have friends and loved ones that fall into this category, that they are good. They have, you know, they're moral. They are honest in many ways. They're very good people. And they're very sincere in what they do and how they live. It's not good enough. An encounter with Jesus will break through all of that. All that false, you know, confidence, false belief system. A real encounter with the Lord will break through all of that, and we reveal that Jesus himself is truly the authority. He went to get authority from the Sanhedrin because I believe he understood he was dealing with something stronger, that's gotten stronger and was spreading faster than he could ever have imagined. And he wanted to put a stop to it. He wanted to get letters of authority from the Sanhedrin so that he can arrest every one of those. It says all of them that were in the way, that's what they referred to the church or the Christians at that time, those that were in the way, that they were going to, he was going to arrest them. All of those found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. He was going to go into Damascus. He was going to arrest them. He was going to tie them up, and he was going to carry them back to Jerusalem to face the consequences of what they were doing and their believing. So he wanted authority to be able to do that. But the problem is he was getting ready to come in contact with the Lord of Lords, the authority that is above every other authority, that every other authority has to bow to it. As he journeyed, he came near to Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. Amen. Heaven is involved in what's going on whenever someone is being converted, someone is coming to the Lord. And this is the experience that he had. He fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? An encounter with Jesus will reveal to you who Jesus is, that he truly is the Son of God. Even those that want to work against the work of God and against the church and against the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, an encounter with Jesus will cause them to understand who Jesus is. Everyone needs to have an encounter with the Lord. It may not be quite as dramatic as Saul's was, but everyone needs an encounter with the Lord. Who art thou, Lord? I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. There was a revelation going on that day on the side of the road, on the road to Damascus. Jesus was being revealed to this man, and it was going to change his life forever. Isn't it wonderful when the Lord saves someone and their life is dramatically turned around? Just so changed, just so turned around, set in a complete new direction. Praise God for that. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, Without faith it's impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Amen. If you're going to come to the Lord, you have to come to the understanding and the revelation of who he is. You must believe who he is and that he is a rewarder of them. It's one of my favorite New Testament verses. Who he is. Jesus wants to reveal himself to a lot of people. This verse really describes Jesus as, first of all, he's real. And number two, he's a rewarder. He is real. He is real. He's a rewarder who will come. And that's what Jesus, you know, people want to know who Jesus is. They want to know who Jesus is. Again, I don't know much about this rap singer, Kanye, West. I've read a few things about what's going on. I don't want to say it's not real, because I don't know what's going on. But I do know this, in what few little videos that I've watched of it, every time they present somebody, presents the gospel to a lot of people who have never heard it before. And they've interviewed some of these people who said, I didn't know what he's talking about. I didn't know what this Jesus was all about. I didn't understand what it was, but they explained it to me today, and now I'm putting my faith in the Lord. I don't know, but I do know that the Lord wants to reveal himself to people. He wants to reveal himself. He wants to have an encounter with people and bring them, draw them to him. Remember young, he wasn't necessarily young, but he was little. He was short of stature. Zacchaeus, remember that story of him? Well, the reason why that he climbed up in that sycamore tree It says that he was seeking. He said, I sought to see Jesus, who he was. He had heard about him, but he wanted to have an encounter with him personally. He wanted to see who he was. He wanted to learn about him and understand who he was. And that day, God, the Lord Jesus, sought out the heart of a man who wanted to know him. He said, I'm going to go home with you today. And all your sins and all your past, I'm going to take care of all that right here in this one encounter with the Lord. Amen. Now, I don't know, to tell a sinner that he can have an encounter with Jesus is pretty out there. It's pretty far out for some sinners. But to let them know that there is a reality in the Lord Jesus Christ and that they can know him, they can really know him. The Son of God, the creator of everything that is, desires to know you, to be in fellowship with you. Amen. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? It really is. And he wants to have an encounter with you. It breaks through all the false thinking and the false philosophies of this world. An encounter with Jesus will reveal who he is and will reveal what he wants you to do. That's what he said on the road to Damascus. Who art thou, Lord? I'm Jesus. And then he said, Lord, what would you have me to do? What do you want me to do? An encounter with the Lord will reveal who Jesus is and reveal his will for your life. He'll show you what he wants you to do. Everybody, everyone needs to have an encounter with the Lord. Again, might not be quite as dramatic as Saul's was on the road to Damascus, but it's just as real. It's just as real. Your encounter with Jesus. Now, can you think of some that you're praying for, you're concerned about, unsaved, lost loved ones? I'm telling you, an encounter with the Lord will make all the difference in their life. You can talk to people, talk to them, trying to convince them, and a lot of times you cannot do anything about it. You can't really have any impact upon them. But I want you to know that the Lord wants to reveal himself to your loved ones, to your friends, to your family. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, because you care enough about us to reveal yourself to us. Thank you, Lord, to tell us and reveal who you are and to reveal what you want us to do. Just as he did for Saul on the road to Damascus. And from that day forward, he was transformed. From that day forward, he followed you. And for the rest of his life, he was promoting the very thing that he was trying to destroy. Thank you, Lord, for the turnaround that you can bring to the lives of people by your grace and your mighty power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your saving power.